You're listening to SBS News.
From mortgage strikes to COVID-19 lockdown protests, rare acts of public defiance this year offer a glimpse into the lengths some Chinese citizens have gone to in a country that does not tolerate dissent. Unlike the rest of the world, China is still pursuing a zero COVID policy, and the flow-on consequences of that, coupled with a real estate crisis, has left the global powers economy reeling. Daniel Mattingly is an assistant professor in political science at Yale University.
You do start to wonder, does this mean that China is in some way a social political volcano that's ready to blow? I think the answer is no. I think the threshold for taking to the streets to demand large-scale political change is pretty high, and it's hard for me to connect the dots between these pretty specific grievances about specific policies that the government can eventually sort of meet. It's hard for me to see this translating into some sort of larger political movement demanding political change.
Frustration may be growing, but experts and observers such as Ho Ping, an editor of Mingjing News based in New York, say President Xi's grip on power is ironclad.
In the past, the party congress in China was similar to elections in the West. There were many factions, many struggles, and many disagreements. This is likely going to be the first one without factional struggles since the establishment of the Communist Party of China, which means that Xi Jinping has taken control of everything.
Since taking office 10 years ago, his corruption-fighting policies have led to more than 4.7 million officials being investigated, many then purged, including rivals for power. He has also overseen a crushing of any opposition within the Communist Party. And through a rubber-stamp legislature in 2018, presidential term limits were abolished, a rule brought in by former President Deng Xiaoping to never allow a leader to rule for life. The Congress will also unveil the makeup of the president's closest advisers, as well as set China's agenda for the next 5 years. Despite Beijing facing significant economic headwinds and juggling fraught relations with the West, many analysts are expecting continuity rather than major change. Bates Gill is the executive director of the Center for China Analysis at the Asia Society Policy Institute.
Xi Jinping is not a man to back rapidly away or signal, big changes in this sort of a gathering. I don't expect that there will be a lot of change signaled either in his overall economic policy or in his foreign policy, and maybe quite the opposite. We may see a kind of doubling down in some of his approaches to these issues.
A push for his grand vision of rejuvenation of the Chinese nation could intensify. After a crackdown in Hong Kong, which has effectively quelled popular dissent, experts say his legacy will not be secure until China, quote, reunifies with Taiwan. The island, fearing war in President Xi's next term, has been bolstering its defences. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.